State Department of Taxation Director Linda Chu Takayama was appointed by the governor 1 month ago. She told members of the Senate Ways and Means Committee last week that she will lead the Tax System Modernization, or TSM, project, replacing Enterprise Technology Services, ETS.
As director, I will assume full leadership of the project. The ETS will continue to be available to provide technical assistance and support as it does to every other major IT project in the state.
Chu Takayama is requesting $16.5 million from the legislature to complete the project, which is currently at 60% and already in use.
In the last year, 120,000 taxpayers signed up to use Hawaii Tax Online. That's the online portal for taxpayers. And currently, half of all GET and TAT taxpayers are signed up to process returns and make payments online.
In addition, a new contract is being drafted for an independent verification and validation company that will report to the Office of Enterprise Technology Services. Meanwhile, Hawaii Government Employees Association Executive Director Randy Pereira says departmental control of TSM is a move in the right direction for some union employees.
Our primary role in all of this was really to be a voice for those employees who were feeling left out and, frankly, in some instances, excluded by the IT folks. So to the extent now that the current administration is going to be giving more of an audience, if you will, to the staff as the ultimate end users, for us, that's an improvement, and we'll just continue to monitor the situation.
Tax collections are expected to increase about $14 million this year, and Chu Takayama says that will require a lot of work.
We do have another tax filing deadline in April, and wanting to make sure at the same time that we've got the old systems up and running so that taxpayers are able to file. At the same time, we're working on the new system, which will be hopefully premiered in November.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.